The Los Angeles County Jail system is the largest and most expensive in the nation, with over 20,000 prisoners. And that number could soon grow even higher. Criff Liu has the story.
The Board of Supervisors is hearing the debate on whether or not to spend $100 million in state funds to build and improve jail facilities. Alexander Yim is the chief of the Sheriff's Department's Correctional Services Division, who testified before the board for funding to improve jails in L.A.
As you know, we have some rather antiquated facilities. Central Jail, built in the 60s and 70s, so we're constantly doing several repairs, and our housing needs have changed a little bit.
But opponents say L.A.'s jail system needs to be reformed before it's expanded. Diana Zuniga, the statewide organizer of Californians United for Responsible Budget, or CURB, says excessive use of force in the county's jails is widespread.
It saddens me that we would be funneling more state money and county money at the end of the day into expanding a system that continues to treat people inhumanely.
LA's jails have come under scrutiny in recent years as incidents of deputy brutality and other misconduct have been exposed. Zuniga believes the funds can be put to better use by creating a support system rather than incarcerating.
Throughout history, it doesn't seem that prisons or jails are actually the answer to stop people from recidivating. It's community input, community resources, community support within where they live that are actually keeping people out.
The Board of Supervisors will make its decision on whether or not to fund the expansion of jails by next week. Criff Liu, Annenberg Radio News.